105.1 Jack FM. Candace Apodaca joins us, Jared and Shireen. Candace from Motion Bliss Academy, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, Candace, last time you joined us, we were talking about the halftime performance that Motion Bliss Academy was a part of at CWC, raising some money, too, for the competition dancers. And we're going to talk about a couple of days that you have coming up, and that happens to be, I can't believe it, 10th annual, 10 years, lady, been going on. This is your big 10 for your recital.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. We usually do like a theme. Sometimes it's like Comic-Con. We did all the superheroes one year. That was
that's fun. That's way awesome.
That was my favorite. But this year we're going to just celebrate. So it was really nice for my instructors. We could just pick whatever songs we wanted and whatever costume. So
I feel like that's kind of our theme for, you know, the end of the school year, the summer. So it really fits. It sounds like it's going to be pretty upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It'll be good. We've got a lot of dances and we've got two shows. So one's on Friday, one's on Saturday, 6 o'clock. They're both the same.
What are the dates on the...
June 3rd and 4th.
And it's happening at CWC, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the
big theater.
Robert Apex Performing Arts Center that's in CWC. If you're like me, I tend to get lost sometimes. So you go to the back parking lot, be able to access that art center a little bit easier than parking over here and walking all the way through.
Yeah, for a little college, I get lost on campus quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, and they did have a small theater at one time, right? That's where I had my first recital a long time ago. But that's now it's like a rock wall.
Well, we're talking with Candace, Motion Bliss Academy, which is located downtown Riverton, celebrating 10 years. How's it evolved and, you know, from the beginning to now?
Well, I actually started across the street in a small studio up these long stairs, hallway, forever. And then it was just a tiny little room. And my first year we had 55 students. I had an open house. Started from nothing, really, because I had a registration fees paid for my mirrors and my rent for the first month, and we just went from there, and it's flew by, really.
And now 10 years, and you got tons more kids and adults, too. You're potentially doing that country swing dance?
Country swing, yeah. I just dove in the other day and said, hey.
I saw your post, and then so many comments.
It's going to be good. Yeah, so we'll start, like, probably end of summer and do six-week sessions twice a week, 45-minute classes.
Facebook, the best place to find you.
Best place.
Motion Bliss Academy.
Are there age restrictions, especially for the country? I guess that's the swing dance is going to be huge for you. So is that open to everybody?
You know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody can do that. I do see more so adults, but if there's some kids that want to get in, they could do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not that hard. You just have to have good leading skills. We'll say that.
And you know what's so nice is that I bet you get quite a few folks that are really good at the country swing dancing too, that just enjoy it as a hobby, maybe aren't learning it.
Yes.
We work with a gentleman that him and his wife are like amazing at it. And so you're going to have folks there that can help you out if you've never done it. But then also if you're into it, you can still join and just be a part of the fun.
Yes. Yeah. It is a lot of fun. I remember seeing a couple at Dancing with the Stars one time and they were amazing.
You know, if you're thinking, you know, hey, I want to be a part of the country swing, you want to look at other classes that Motion Bliss Academy has, or you want to go support the 10th annual recital, June 3rd and 4th, starting at 6, Robert Apex Art Theater. Candace, thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah, can I tell you about the Encanto?
Oh, yes.
The dance camp?
Yes, yes, the dance camp.
So we have 3 different sessions. They're all going to be the same, but I have dancers that are going to take 2. Sessions, one in June, one July, and in August. And they're 3 days from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So we're going to do games, crafts, snacks, and dancing.
And you can sign up for that or find out more on Motion Bliss Academy's Facebook page.
Yes.
So if you're looking for summer activities for the kiddos, that's another great option. There really are a lot of options for families. Make sure you don't miss out, though. Parents, you want to make sure you sign up ahead of time, get it on the books, and get ready for a very busy summer and a summer full of fun. So Candace with Motion Bliss Academy, we'll see you back maybe this summer coming back talking about Encanto.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Or showing us some dance moves, one or two.